Peace to your brothers and sisters.
今天早上的薄饼聚会特别享受。
And I especially enjoyed the breaking bread ceremony this morning.
真是盼望一直下去。
And then I hope that every morning we'll have the same touching.
直到报告的时间。 好，今天我想 翻译有点挑战，对不对？
It's always been challenging to translate.
因为我咬字不清的时候，我可能会为自己讲几个字来翻译。
So at times he will translate for me.
那我感谢主，听说 Kevin 有那个翻译方言的恩典。
I don't know where you heard that from, but that's not true.
我的意思是讲广东话。
Yes, I can translate Cantonese sometimes.
好，那看前面的年轻的姊妹们也很高兴，因为他们可能以为今天我现在上来是报告的时间，聚会快完了。
Some of us may have a big smile on your face because you thought it is the end of announcements already.
还没那么快。
But then not yet.
愿主在这里给我们时间一同来交通，也一同来学习。So
together, let us learn.
好。 那今天这个题目是在好几个月前，借着弟兄们在交通奉献的时候。This
topic came up a couple months ago when the brothers talked about offering.
负担在这里跟大家一同分享，然后一同来学习。So
I have a burden to share with you what I know, so we may learn together.
我想这个题目也是很靠近人的心理。And
I also think that this topic should be close to everyone's heart.
然后是口袋里。
Or maybe your wallet.
那也很靠近神的心里。And
also this matter is also close to God's heart as well.
那我再告诉你为什么那么靠近主的心里。And
now let us understand why this is such a close matter to God's heart.
刚才唱的诗歌很好，我们说主掌握明天。The
song that we just sang told us who holds tomorrow.
那我想我们每一个人都，我们神的恩典，为我们昨天，我们感谢神的恩典。So
I think everyone as children of God, we thank God for the grace that He gave us yesterday.
在对世人来讲，昨天是成为历史了。But
then to the people of the world, what happened yesterday was history.
但是往往就是我们为明天的忧虑而破坏了今天。And
what they would focus about is what they should worry about tomorrow.
我们最忧虑的是什么？
And then what is the thing that people worry about the most?
那我们都可以承认，就是金钱。
And I guess we could all admit that we worry the most about money.
我们感谢主，主也知道我们的忧虑，也我们的需要。
But thanks to the Lord, God knows exactly what we are worried about.
好，那在圣经里面，我给你一个数字看证明这个。那在圣经里有2350节，是关于钱、金财跟产业的问题。And
then let me show you how this is close to God's heart. In the Bible, there are 2,350 verses on money and possessions.
然后有那个主耶稣的38个比喻，那里有16个是关于金钱。
And out of the 38 parables that Jesus taught, 16 of them dealt with finances.
4本的福音书，马太、马可、路加，每6节有1节就是关于钱财跟产业的事情。
And in the books of Gospel, in the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, 1 out of the 6 verses talk about money and possessions.
就知道说这个题目是在主里，也在我们人的心里。So
how this is how we know that this matter is close to our heart as well as close to God's heart.
那我想每个人都喜欢金钱。And
I think that everyone has a love for money.
基督徒也不例外。And
Christians is no exception.
那我们感谢主，我们知道主已经为我们预备更好的。
But thanks to the Lord, we know that God has prepared something better for us.
但是如果你还 不是那么被convinced的话，能够同意的话，我给你一些比例。
And then if I have not convinced you how important this is, I'm going to show you some examples.
好，那我想那个金钱并不是所有。
And then I believe that money is not our all.
比如说你可以用钱买房子。
And then, for example, you could use money to buy a house.
但是你买不到一个家。
But yet you cannot use money to buy a home.
你可以买一张很舒服的床，但是你买不到睡眠。
You could use money to buy a very comfortable bed, but then you cannot buy a good night's sleep.
你可以买一个很漂亮的表，但是你买不到时间。
You could use it to buy a beautiful Rolex, but you can't buy time.
说到时间哈，我的时间可能不太定啊，可能早半个小时大家不要太高兴，但晚半个小时也请大家包容。
To talk about time, since this is one of my first times, I might go over half an hour, so please understand.
好，再给你两个例子哈，我们可以买药，但是呢，买不了健康。
More examples. We could use money to buy medicine, but we cannot use it to buy health.
我们可以买血，但是买不了生命。
We could use it to buy blood, but we cannot use it to buy life.
好，所以金钱并不是所有。
So again, money is not our all.
好，那。在圣经里，我们先来看几处的圣经哈。那我们看看那个马太福音第六二十四节。
Now let's read a couple verses together. Matthew 6:24.
啊，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是这个亲那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马拿。然后路加福音十二章三十四节。
Luke 12:34.
因为财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。好，你看，神就知道我们的心，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。
So God says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以我们这是要拣选啊，我们来侍奉我们的神。
So now we have to make a choice. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve wealth?
那我们看钱财，很多时候啊，我们基督徒看事情哈，都有两个不同的观点，对不对
？And when we look at money, there's usually two different perspectives.
一个是从世上的社会里的影响的观点。
One is the worldly view or the cultural perspective.
那另外一个是在圣经里面的教导。
The other one is the biblical view of money.
啊，在说这两点之前，我其实我很喜欢，我也知道很多时候我们在讲台啊，弟兄们也讲到哈，我们基督徒是世上的盐，很有光。
And then before I go on to the specific points, I want to remind us every time when a brother talked about how we are the salt and the light of the world, it especially touches me.
那就是说，那我们神基督徒的生命啊。
Because that signifies the life of Christians.
因为盐失去了味道的话，
Because if the salt lost its taste,
如果你光失去了那个光，或是遮起来的话，
If the light is no longer shining,
你就没有那个功能，也没有那个功效。
Then it loses its function and it became useless.
好，那这样子的话，你跟世上的没有一样。
Then if that's the case, then how are we different from anyone of the world?
那你就不能够吸引世人来到神的恩典面前。
And if we lose our function, then how do we bring people to God?
好，我们感谢主，在这件在金钱的事上给我们很多的话语，也给我们一天圣经里面的教导。
But praise the Lord, here He has given us a lot of verses to show us how to treat money.
好，首先我们看看在这里写是文化上。好，就是说我们在世界里怎么样看钱财的管理哈。
So first, let's look at money from the cultural point of view.
首先的我们是那个获取，就是说去赚钱，对不对
？First, you have to go acquire it. You have to earn money.
然后呢就是享受所有我们赚到的钱。
And then after you get paid, you go enjoy it.
然后你会偿还你的一些债务。
And then once you get your money, you may start to pay.Whoever you owe.
然后你会想到存一点钱，或者是再去投资。
And then after you're done enjoying and repaying, then you might want to save a little bit.
然后也许你会给一些出去，给你的家人教会。
And then after you do all that, then you might give a little bit to the church or to your family members.
然后再看看计划我还有多少钱，然后还要做什么事情。
And then at the end, you look at how much is left in your hand, and then you plan of how you do with it.
如果你的计划也是这样子的话，那我想盼望你。能够在这里得到主的那个教导哈。
Now indeed, if that's how you treat your money, then I strongly recommend you to learn together.
那我们也看到，那最近几年或是已经十年了可能了哈，就是经济衰退哈。
You can see in the past 10 years, we're going through a recession.
那很多诗人，好，很多诗人的计划就是这样子的计划。那现在呢，连退休金，或是连一些那个房子的都付不出来了。
A lot of people who use this cultural point of view to treat their money, they lost their homes, they lost their jobs, and then now they lost everything.
所以这个世上的那个财务管理的观念是行不通的。
So that should serve an example to tell us how the cultural view of money would not work.
那我们再比较细一点来看看圣经上是怎么样教导我们。
So now let us learn about how the Bible teaches us to use money.
好，我们首先看到就是奉献。
The first one is that we should dedicate.
好，这个奉献并不是说叫你奉献金钱啊，给啊给神的家啊，神的啊神的神来用哈。
To dedicate is more than just offering money to God's house. There's more to it.
那我们来看看这里圣经节哈，在诗篇二十四篇。
Let's look at the Bible. Psalm 24:1.
好，我们一同来念。
Together.
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。然后历代上二十九十一到十二。
First Chronicle 29:11-12。
耶和华尊大能力荣耀强盛，威严都是你的，凡天上地上的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。丰富都你来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人增大强势，出于你。好，从这两个经节里，我们看见我们为什么要将我们所拥有的来奉献给神。
And then in these couple of verses, it shows us very clearly why we have to give back what we have.
好，所以我们看见。最主要的原因是因为这里说所有的东西都是神的。
And then the main reason is because it all came from him.
也是从神那里来的。
It belonged to him and then it came from him.
好，那我想我们也想听到我们是神的管家，所以我们在这件事情上我们可以是说他是金钱的管家。
And you can see that here now as servants of God, we are his money manager.
然后呢这里我们也刚才说到说我们不能够服侍两个主。
And then also, it reminds us in the beginning that we cannot serve two masters.
然后我们也是说到说我们所要为什么要奉献给神是因为可以影响到我们的永生。
And then another reason why we have to offer is that we could make an impact on eternity.
然后也神也祝福我们这样子的奉献给他。
And then through our offering, we receive his blessings.
好，所以为什么奉献给他，就是因为他是我们的主，我们的所有都是从他那里来。
So the first thing is to offer, and the reason we have to offer is because it all belonged to him and it all came from him.
好，那我们再看下面一点，第二就是到那个计划。
And then the next one after dedication is to plan.
所以奉献之后计划，那跟世人的是不一样的，对不对？世人的是占取了之后，然后去享受。
And then you can see that in the Bible point of view, the second one is to plan. It's different from the cultural view, where the second one is to enjoy.
好，我们再看一些经节。
Let's read some more Bible verses.
在箴言二十一章五节。
Proverbs 21:5.
殷勤做的居富裕，行事急躁的速得权
寡。
然后二十节，
20.
智慧人家中取处如膏油，一位人随着人来吞下。好，我们再将下面的箴言两节一起再念一下。富户管辖人，欠债的人欠；懒惰的人呐、你去观察蚂蚁的动作，就可得智慧。蚂蚁没有元帅，没有长官，没有君王，只在夏天预备食物，在收割时取去杂食。好，记得。在读工商管理的时候很多时候课程是说讲到计划哈。
And now remember when I was going through business class, it talked about how to plan.
那就这方面来讲比较顺一点，但是就基本上就是说，如果你在计划上失败的话，那你就计划失败。
He said, if you the failure to plan is to plan to fail.
好，所以这句话其实蛮真实的哈，很多事情我们都是要经过去，我们要祷告，然后要去慢慢的看清楚事情。
So indeed, it is very important to plan. We should first pray, then sit down and plan.
好，所以我们也看到这里经节说到那个蚂蚁的动作哈，这个比喻，我想大家都可以看，我们时常会看到一些蚂蚁在好像搬东西哈，进哪个洞里，对不对？
And then we could see in Proverbs chapter 6, it's talking about the symbols of an ant, how the ants always gather and then they go back to their hole.
所以你看，连蚂蚁都为他在冬天的时候需要的来计划，然后去将那些粮食筹够。
You can see that even as a little ant, it still has to gather in the summertime to prepare for the winter.
那我想神给我们的智慧更大，能够让我们知道说我们所需要的。
So as children of God, we have more wisdom, so we should plan accordingly as well.
好，那计划是怎么样呢？有我想用四个主要的观点来看。
So how should we make our plans? Let's look at it with four different points.
Okay, 那这句话我想大家会看见，就是说我们要基础的一定要比我们不超过我们所占的。
So the first principle of your plan is that you should spend less than you earn.
对啊，那二十那个那个箴言二十一章二十节哈，他是智慧人家取处宝物高油，一位人随着来，随得行随吞下，对不对？
Just like it says in Proverbs 21:20 that there is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up.
所以我们拿多少然后积多少的话，那你根本就没有得以的可以留下来哈。
So if you use all you earn, then you have nothing to say.
然后那个我们读的经节也告诉我们，我们要什么？要避免一些债务。
And then in the Bible, it also tells us to avoid borrowing.
要不然的话，你就成为什么债主的仆人哈。
Because once you borrow, then you become the slave of the lender.
我想，如果我们有欠别人钱的话哈，或是特别是亲人朋友的时候。哇，都让我感觉到是什么，好像被捆绑了，对不对？
And then I feel that if we borrow money from our family members, then you think that there is maybe a constraint between you and that family member.
好，那个蚂蚁的比喻也教导我们一定要什么，要有一个有时候那紧急需要用的存款。
And then the symbols of the ant tells us that we have to build something so that we could be prepared for an emergency.
然后我们也要，就是说要既要有我们有一个长远的目的目标。
And at the end, we should always have a long-term goal.
很多时候我们会遇见一些困难难阻，而忘记了前面那个远的大的目标。
Because a lot of times we focus on what's happening right now and tomorrow, we forget about what's going to happen in the long term.
好，所以看见这里计划是。很重要的事情。
So here we see out of these four principles, it is important to plan.
我们往下看，那是讲到我们是给出去，就是。
And then marching down after dedication and planning, the third one is to give.
好，那我们还是也从圣经节这里开始来看一下。
And again, let's start with the Bible.
林后九章六节。
Second Corinthians 9:6.
少种的少说，多种的多说，这话是真的。马太福音二十三章二十三节，你们叫假妄为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将和不清啊献上十分之一，那律法上郑重的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了，这就是更重你们当行的，那也不可不行的。生命记十四二十三。
Deuteronomy 14:23。
又要把你的五谷、新酒和油的十分之一，并群中头上的，吃在耶和华你神面前，就是他所拣选要立他名居所。这样你可以学习，让耶和华你的神 啊，还有两节，《约翰福音》三章十六节。
John 3:16。
神啊，是人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至于灭亡，反得永生。零后九章十三。
Second Corinthians 9:13。
他们从这供给的世上得了凭据，知道你们承认耶稣，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，这便荣耀归给神。好，那想特别有意这个经节，我们是特别啊注意到哈，就是那个约翰福音三章十六节，对不对？这一节我们都很清楚。
And one of the Bible verses that we just read, we should all know very well, John 3:16.
好，那我们从这些经节里啊，我们看看为什么啊我们要给。
And then through these Bible verses, let's understand why we have to give.
啊，其实给也是一个很重要的一个圣赐。
Because to give is something very important.
好，那这里从这看到就是说，我们给是因为主耶稣指定我们要给。
We give because Jesus commands it.
啊，所以这里很清楚的。那也是给呢，也是说正门给神看，在我们的心里啊，主是第一位。
And then to give also symbolizes that we put God in our first place.
然后呢，这样呢，我们的意念去跟从神的例子。
And then to give because it also demonstrates our desire to follow God's example.
好，那刚才就是说，神将他的独生子给我们了。
Because God is the first one who gave His only begotten Son to us.
所以，如果我们不能够给他所给我们的，那是真的是说不过。
So if we are not even willing to give back what He already gave us, then that's not right.
然后给呢，也帮助我们有一个，这是一个什么柔软是那个温柔的心可以给出去。
And then to give also we train our heart to be more generous.
好，所以在这从这给的上面，我们实在是说看见我们给，其实我们只是学主耶稣的榜样。
So here we could see that we give just as an example that we follow Jesus.
好，所以给其实是一个福分。有时候我们给出去多少，神加倍的赏还给我们。
So indeed, it is a blessing to be able to give, because through our giving, we would receive more blessing.
好像这里也不是说你给一定要是说给你现在来的教会。
And then when it says to give, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give to your church and only your church.
还有你可以给你周围的，比如说你的家人，或者是一些朋友，或者是任何你认识或不认识的人有需要的。
You could also give to your friends, to your family members, to your coworkers or whoever you know of.
所以这个都是一个在主里一个见证。
Because to give could also serve as a testimony of God.
好，给我们再看下去是出存哈那个。
And after giving, then we have to learn about saving.
那我想这个题目的话，可能比较会联想到这是。储存的话会想到说存款或者是投资。
When we talk about to save, we would always think about the saving account in the bank or to invest.
所以你知道现在我不在这里交通，我不是要跟你交通说圣经里面告诉你投资什么东西可以赚大钱哈。
So here I'm not about to give you any investment advice.
那我想这里只是告诉我们神的旨意。
But just as a general rule of thumb, how God wants us to save.
好，那我们从圣经里来看看，好不好？那箴言十三章十一节。
Through a couple of Bible verses, Proverbs 13:11.
不劳而得的财，
well obtained by thought,
必然是
会的；
勤劳之者，必见加增。啊，然后箴言二十一章二十节。
21:20.
智慧的人家就成为宝物。
But a foolish man swallows it up.
好，所以从这里两节哈。啊，所以我的盼望啊，在这里圣经解释蛮多的，因为我想借着神的话语来交通这件事情。
Right, I understand that there's a lot of Bible verses we're going through, but at the same time, I want to show you how the Bible focuses on money.
好，那怎么样存呢？我想就是我们其实中国人都比较有点传统的观念，对不对？存有，特别是老年就是说比较老的一代哈。
How do we save? I don't think I have to spend much time because as Chinese, we like to save.
一点一滴, 好, 就是, 我们,
drop by drop, we save.
Little by little, 好,
little by little, we save.
所以这一点, 好, 就是, 在这里圣经里面也告诉我们, 好, 那我们也看见就是说我们要存款是要为了什么？为了来供应我们一些知道还有不知道的需要。
But now let's think about why do we need to save? We save because we want to be prepared for the known and unknown future.
啊，我们都很知道说，很多时候我们有什么意外或者是突然发生的事情。
There's always something unpredictable that comes up.
很多时候都是突然需要一笔钱哈。
And at those times, there is, we will always need a batch of money.
那如果我们没有学习在存钱上有学习的话，
so if we don't learn to save,
那我们的会面对一大很大的一个困难，对不对？
When we have the emergency, then it will be difficult.
好的，所以这里我们在存款方面主要可以分成三个类。
So in the savings, there are three types of saving.
啊，一个就是不容易算的一些紧急的事情。
First, we save for the unpredictable emergencies.
啊，很多时候我们会那个天灾的意外，好像地震一样啊。
Just like we would always have an emergency fund for an earthquake.
或是身体的健康的问题。
Or maybe we'll save up for maybe a health emergency.
或者是你的家人突然间有一些什么需要。
Or maybe we save up for something of a family member went through an emergency.
另外一种存款就是一些我们预算当中的需要。
And secondly, we save for the predictable need.
好像我们的房子还有车子，好，那些都是我们已经预算中的，对不对？
Just like we would save for our next house or for a new car.
那我们也为那个一些计划，就是这个长远的计划，也都需要来存。
And we would also save for our planned future.
很多时候我们为那个我们的退休或是旅行。
Maybe we're saving for a retirement, or maybe we're saving for an excellent trip.
或是你们小孩子的那个学费。
Or maybe we're saving for the college funds of our kids.
好，所以这些都告诉我们为什么我们要有个储存的习惯。
So for all these needs, we save.
好，所以在这里我不是说要好像告诉你方式，但是我再从这里我是说。这个顺次是最重要的点。
But here, so I'm not giving you a specific method to do a specific thing, but it's important for us to follow the order.
好，那从储存之后，我们到偿还。
So after saving, we talked about how we need to repay our debts.
讲到债的话，我们想很多时候我们当中认识的人或者是朋友或者是同事中哈，都知道最近几年特别多被债务所困的事情哈。
When we talk about debt, I think a lot of us would know the people around us that are in debt.
好，那我们还是读一节圣经，诗篇三十七篇二十一节。
So let's read Psalm 37:21.
罪人债款而不偿还，义人却是恩待人，义浅施舍。所以在这里我们看见，如果我们借钱的话，我们是有一个责任一定要还的。
So here it tells us the principle that if we borrow money, we're obligated to repay it.
刚才我说到说一个最大的一个问题，就是债务的话就是一个捆锁哈。
Then we just talked about how when we're in debt, we're like being constrained by something.
那我想很多时候我们会说为什么我们会欠人家钱哈。
Is this like a bondage? Now why would we be in debt?
那我想很多时候是因为我们没有节制哈。
A lot of times we're in debt because we cannot control our desires.
或是达不到我们的满足哈。
Or maybe we, with our own, we cannot satisfy what we want.
那我们为了一些安全感，或者是觉得有些很多时候，我们好像借钱是代表一些重要的感觉，哈。
Or maybe we want to get some additional security, how we want to feel important.
那我想很多在亚洲的民族哈，很多时候为了一个儿女的婚礼而欠了借了很多钱。
And then a lot of times, maybe as an Asian family, just so that the daughter could have a wonderful wedding, they would go borrow a huge amount of money.
啊，所以很多时候我们是为了一些世上的一些观点。
So a lot of times we just try to make ourselves look good in the world's perspective.
好，那我们最所以神儿女在圣经里面在钱财管理方面哈，那最后我们才能说到享受哈。
And then after we dedicate, plan, give, save, and repay our debts, then we talk about how we should enjoy it.
在世界上的观点来讲，是在第二哈，所以很不一样的哈。
Now understand that in the cultural point of view, once they get the money, they want to enjoy, but then we wait until the last.
好，那我们也是从看一下圣经节好不好
？So now let's read the Bible again.
提前六章十七。
First Timothy 6:17。
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、金钱、信心、爱心和温柔。好，然后下一节。然而，金钱加上知足的心，便是大力的。因为我们没有带什么到世界来，也没有带什么去，只要有衣有食，就将
足。
然后传道书六章九节。
What the eye sees is better than what the soul desires. This too is fleetly and a striving after wind.
所以享受很多时候好像从很多的例子里，我们有些人就是很有钱哈，你都看不见他在享受的，他好像都在受苦一样的。
And then sometimes we see the people who are really wealthy. They don't seem to enjoy the life. They seem to be in suffering.
因为很重要的原因就是他们永远不觉得满足。
Because they can't enjoy since they're not satisfied.
好，所以很重要的一点就是说，我们要为我们自己拥有的，我们要满足，也要感谢神。
So very importantly, we have to be content with what we have, and we have to thank the Lord.
好，那另外一个呢，就是我们是什么？时常会做比较。
And another thing that we have to watch out for is a lot of times we would like to compare.
好，我们有时候会比较一下房子、车子。
We want to compare to the next person about our house or about a car.
好，小孩子的能力、学业。
We want to compare about how our kids are smart.
包子和鞋子。
Or maybe my wallet or my shoes or my purse or my watch.
所以当你经常做这样比较的时候，你就永远没有这个享受的时间。
So every time when you try to compare, you cannot stop and enjoy.
好，所以这里主告诉我们要知足。
So here, the Lord tells us that we have to be content.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
He said, if we have food and covering, with this we shall be content.
神给我们我们所需要的。
God has already provided what we need.
但是他永远不会满足我们所要的。
But he will never completely satisfy all of your desires.
好，所以在这里我们看见享受哈，是真的是说我们有一个感谢然后满足的一个心。
So in order to enjoy, you first have to be content and have thankfulness.
好，我们往下看。那我们从这里看见哈，就是说，虽然我们在世上还是要做一个管家，做一个忠心的管家来理财。
So yes, we are his loyal servant. We are his money manager.
但是我们知道，我们最大的财富是在天上。
But then we know that what we have in this world is only temporal. Our eternity is in heaven.
好，所以我们来看看我们怎么样做这个永世的投资。
So how do we invest in eternity?
好，来从那个路加福音我们一同来读一下。
Luke 12:22-25.
耶稣又对门徒说，我们告诉你，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑吃什么。因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想乌鸦也不做也不说，又没有窗又没有裤，神却养活它。你们人比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？然后31节，你们只要求他的国，这些东西都加你。路加16:9-11节。
Luke 16:9-11.
我要告诉你们，要借着那无义的钱财交给朋友，但钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的父上去。人在这最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，让他们将真实的。好，在这里神又告诉我们，既然是在小事上我们忠心。
And here he says, if we are unrighteous in the little things,
在大事上也要才会有忠心。
Then how do we become righteous of the much?
好，其实我们在都知道，我们在这个世上都是寄居的。
So we know that on this world we're only here temporary.
我们在都是很短暂的时间哈，我们。有身体好的话，生命也只不过是到八十九十。
The life is short. Indeed, we may live to our 80s or 90s.
所以九十年比一个勇士来比，我想大家都会做这个数学哈。
But when you compare 90s to eternity, I know you can do the math.
那我们礼拜五早上，我们参加在我们当中一位高弟兄的安息聚会。
Friday morning, we went to funeral for our brother Gao.
那在他的节目单里面，他介绍就是他的介绍他生平的的描述的当中。
And then he gives a brief summary of his life.
说到我们的高弟兄跟他的儿女说。
Yeah, he says how brother Gao talked to his offspring.
他在最后的年日里经过那个癌症的要医治癌症。
His last days, how he battled cancer.
然后他在这个经历里经历神的恩典，所以他有这样子的感触。
And then how he has experienced the grace of God in the last period of his life, and how he wants to give a testimony.
他说他将他的身体交给医生。
And he says, I give my body to my doctor.
将我的生命交给神。
But yet I put my life in God's hand.
好，所以真的是神的恩典是很有盼望，当我们知道说。我们的拥有的是永世的。
So as children of God, we know that it is so precious that what we have is eternal.
我们也知道，其实我们最大的上师是神自己。
And, indeed, we know that our boss is God.
我们要带着一个谦卑、忠心的心来服侍。
And we are only His humble, faithful servants.
在投资方面，我想每个人都有自己的一些经历。
And I know for every one of you, you might have your own experience in your investments.
那很多时候我们也会很多的失败的例子。
And at times we might fail.
但是这里我们投资勇士是一个，我觉得是没有这个投资更能够翻本那么快的哈。
And then here we could see that if we invest in eternity, our return rate is the highest.
因为我们没有任何的成本。
Because we don't use money.
这是都是神给我们的。
And everything we use is from God Himself.
我是在这里，我有一个自己的一个见证哈。
And here, I want to give a little testimony.
我知道我还有大概五分钟，所以大家再等一会儿。那个，我记得我在刚毕业哈的时候，那时候真的是想，好像赚钱是我第一的优先哈。
And then I remember when I first graduated from college, the only thing that I wanted to do is to earn money.
那也许我也刚那时候也刚信主，也许真是主的怜悯哈。
And then at that time I just believe in God.
我还没有做什么大的投资，会赚了多少就亏了一些钱了。
And then before I start making money from the investments, I first lose a bunch of money.
然后呢，还需要帮忙。那个其中一个帮忙的就是我姊妹 Nancy 的母亲。
And then at that time, I even need to borrow money from my Nancy's mother.
那时候还是我们还没结婚。
And at that time, we were not married.
好，所以是那时候，因为感谢主哈，他很愿意让他的女儿嫁给我哈。
Praise the Lord that Nancy's mother would still let Nancy marry me.
那我想她也是做一个投资的。
And I think that she is making an investment of her own.
那 这样因为我想现在每个月我的姊妹都有利息收哈。
I think every month she is making some interest for me.
但是更大的那个我那个岳母哈已经在主那里了。
More importantly, my mother-in-law is now in God's hands.
那因为我们信主，将这个主带给他。
She is already in heaven, and I believe that it is through us that we introduce God to her.
她也接受了这样子的救主。
And then at that time she chose to receive, and now our God is her God.
所以你看，她的投资真是真是占了很大，对不对？因为主赏赐给她了。
So that now I could claim that whatever money she borrowed to me, I return her God, who is eternity.
那这都是出于主的恩典，他的大爱。
But we know that this is, of course, all from God's grace.
好，所以我们在主耶稣教导我们在马太福音的那里哈，说我们要在什么，在地上哈，不要小看地上的那些钱财哈。
And then in Matthew chapter 6, it tells us that do not belittle of the unrighteous wealth on this earth.
但是我们的产业是在天上。
And then the only focus we should have is that we invest in heaven.
所以这是神给我们永远的一个给我们一个永远的盼望。
And this isn't this just the promise that God has given us?
那也是神儿女最大的投资。
And shouldn't this be the biggest investment as children of God?
好，那我想，所以我总结来讲，我想真正一个人真正是不是富有哈？不是说看他地上的有多少的钱财。
So in conclusion, the real measurement of a man's wealth is not how much money he has.
而是看他投资多少在永世那里。
But it's how much he has invested in heaven.
然后感谢主所给我们的。
Thanks to the Lord, what he has already given us.
我们也仰望主为我们所需要的。
And then we trust God for what we still need.
我们每一天都带着感谢的心来过他的生活。
And then day by day we live with this thankful heart.
所以今天我想借着这样子的交通，将我们从那个圣经里看那个理财的观点。
So today I hope through the Bibles we could see the arrangements of how we should use our money.
我知道我讲的是很浅。
I know that I'm only barely touching the surface.
那我想主的能力是大的，主的话语是有恩典的。
But I know that in His word is His grace.
好，盼望我们从在这里，我们一同来学习，我们将我们的自己交托给主。
And I hope that through His words we learn to give ourselves to God.
当我们都可以领受那永远的赏赐。
So that at the end we could receive the greatest accomplishment.
好，我们再唱刚才那个诗歌454。
So now let's sing.